You're listening to Treasuring Mothers with your host, Jenny Baxter.
My guest on the line today is Brett Farrell, who does the Fatherhood podcast, and he's got some great perspectives on fatherhood life, which is always good for us mums to hear. So welcome, Brett. Great to have you here.
G'day, Jenny.
Good to hear from you. So your podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, that's how people can find the Fatherhood podcast.
Yeah, all the usual spots. Fatherhood with Brett Farrell. It's got a big purple logo with a hand passing a coffee cup over. Mm-hmm. It's been going well. Feedback from dads just sharing their stories back, which has been interesting and humbling and all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's really good. So tell us what you're wanting to talk about.
Well, I wanted to talk about one of the first guests I had on the podcast who just absolutely floored me with one of the answers to his question. We're trying to talk about raising kids and how to be a good dad to your kids and how not to exasperate your kids and, you know, all the father-child relationships. And now this guy, Matt Stedman, he's a vicar at St. Bede's, Des Moines. So I thought I'd do the good thing and take him to that scripture that talks in Ephesians about fathers, don't exasperate your children. And I wanted to get his take on that and how should dads behave and how should dads deal with that and focus on being a dad who does not exasperate your children. So I thought I was doing a great job setting the scene for all this. And he says to me, yeah, that's fine, but I think you've got to go back and read the beginning of that scripture, that whole block. And I'm like, what do you mean? He says, well, that whole thing about exasperating your children, not exasperating your children is good, but what it really says before any of that is husbands, love your wives. And he's talked about that's probably the most important thing a husband as a father can show and demonstrate to his children, let alone his wife, is that mum and dad love each other and dad loves mum. Now, just to set the scene for you, like, as he's saying this to me, in my head I'm going, that's actually really good. I'm thinking to myself, do I really do this? Could I get better at this? I don't know if I do this enough. Like, I'm asking myself all these self-analysis questions about, am I that guy who loves his wife? But sitting opposite me, my wife is my producer for this podcast. She's in the room opposite me when he said this, husbands love your wives. And at that point, I'm ashamed to say I dare not look at her because I didn't want to see the look on her face at that time.
Oh, no.
But that has been, quite possibly since that day, the biggest challenge personally for me, not only how to be probably a good husband, but how to demonstrate to my kids that I'm a good husband, and that makes me a better father. Mm. Because when you see that I love my wife, you guys will see that that's the foundation for everything of why you guys are even here and how to behave and how I treat her is, funnily enough, how they're probably going to treat her.
Mm.
So it was a pretty confronting moment from what started as, I'm sure from Matt's perspective, it was just a little throwaway line just to set up the scripture a bit better.
Yeah, it's interesting. I read a little anecdote a while back about how it's good for parents to engage in a very long kiss every now and then in front of their children. And the children will, of course, cringe and go, ew, and all those sorts of things. But it's the best thing you can possibly do to assure them that you love each other and that it's this is our life and you're part of it. So I thought that was a really interesting little physical thing that people can do.
Cringe away, little ones.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know, in the battle of the sexes, I guess it's interesting you say that because I think that aspect, like that demonstration, totally easy for a guy. Like, yeah, dad's up for that. But I think for mum, and certainly, you know, in my experience, it's, if there's some tension between us, we've not been talking the right way, or if I've maybe curtly dismissed something my wife asked me or I've stanced at her flippantly or something, that doesn't go well in our dynamic. So then to turn around and say, oh, have had a big kiss in front of the kids, that just wouldn't
go down. Although you could have the discussion beforehand and say, this is what we're going to do and at least plan it so it's not completely unexpected.
I'm making some notes as you speak. That's a good one. That's a good tip.
Yeah.
Husbands, kiss your wives, but plan it first. Because you're not met with a rebuff.
That's right. Because I've discovered, and probably took me a long time to learn this, but if you have those conversations before you actually get into the situation, then you've set the ground rules. And so you've actually made it okay. Sometimes spontaneous doesn't work very well, as you say.
But even demonstrating love itself, I mean, it's so different for so many people. You know, I guess there are some mums who think the big emotional kiss and the hug is the best way. Some mums might be just, dad brings home a nice gift or a bunch of flowers or comes home and says nice things. He doesn't, you know, guilty as the next guy. Think of this one as just come in the door from work and come in just grumpy. Like, try coming in happy or, hey, how was your day? Lighten the mood.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not the only dad in the world who's in the afternoon, their kids are a bit ratty after school and mum's having to deal with that mostly.
That's right. And mum's really glad to see another adult in the scene, and then the other adult doesn't want to have anything to do with it. So that's always a tough scenario. And I completely understand that. It's been part of my life.
His mum listening, going, nodding, going, Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But that's the thing, right? And it's the whole idea about loving your wife isn't just emotional, it's practical as well. And it's just being there and can you pick up the kids this afternoon because, hey, guess what? Mum's stuck at work. So, I can leave early and go pick up the kids.
Yes, that's
sharing.
Right.
That also demonstrates love, I think, as well.
Yes, and I think it's also really helpful to know each other's love languages because you can demonstrate love in ways that will be received really well too. And maybe just to recap on those love languages, we've got, can you remember them all off the top of your head? So there's...
Well, we've got physical emotion, we've got gifts, we've got touch, there's kind words, and there's the fifth one that always...
Is it acts of service? Is that...
That's...
Acts of service, yep.
That's the Gary Chapman...
Yes.
Five love languages you're talking about.
Yes, that's correct. So it's good for wives and husbands to know what their partner's love languages are, but I think it's also helpful to know what kids enjoy or where they can understand their love languages, because maybe you can demonstrate your love to your wife by doing that while the kid's watching. I don't know, it's a bit circular argument, but there's credit in thinking about how kids receive love as well.
Well, you know, we did that with our kids. You know, we sort of at the kid level, we just sort of like, hey, talk about love languages, went through the five big ones and we got them to rank them. And it's probably good. Actually, I've never thought about it like that, but my daughter's one is little gifts. Like if she came home from school and found a little gift on her bed, that would just make her day. Yeah. So, you know, so you could say, she could see dad brings home a gift for mum. Mm.
Even though it's not mum's.
It could affect her in a supportive way. That's quite an interesting idea. I'm going to try that one.
Yep, I haven't thought of that before either. So interesting how these discussions go, isn't it? The other thing that I noticed with that particular Bible verse is husbands love your wives is the next bit, which says, as Christ loved the church. And what did Christ do? Well, he died. He went to the length of dying for the church. So that's a huge example to follow for husbands.
That's always the greatest metaphor of the Bible, the constant repetition of the husband-wife relationship throughout the whole Bible, a constant metaphor of the way Christ loved us and what he did for us. And I guess you could try and even begin to distill that kind of love of Christ into your own relationship. And if you can get a little bit of that, you're probably doing really well. But that's the whole heart of the whole Bible, is that kind of self-sacrificial, self-denying desire to put someone else first.
Yeah.
Sounds so easy to say, but yeah.
So hard
probably,
to
probably
do.
Probably the right way to think about how to love, which is that self-sacrificing, self-denying love. And again, so easy to say.
And yet there are instances every now and then when you can, with God's help, do some of those things. So great to talk with you today, Brett. And I think we've got a few people thinking now about love and how we can express that to each other. And that does provide such a secure environment for our kids to grow up in, which is great.
Yeah, super important. Thanks, Jen. Yeah,
thanks, Brett. See you later.
Thanks for listening to Treasuring Mothers. Be sure to visit treasuringmothers.com to join the conversation, access show notes, and discover our fantastic bonus content.